Hey, Brooks.
It's Basement Buddies.
I'm John.
I'm Brooks.
And we're buddies.
And we're hanging out.
In the basement.
In the basement together.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There we go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
One of these days. We'll figure it out.
We're approaching episode 100 pretty soon. March to 100.
Yeah. What are we going to do for episode 100?
Oh, shit. Maybe a clip show?
I was thinking a clip show would be nice. I was thinking about clip shows, but then I was like, it was like a lot of work, though.
I have to listen to 1,000 hours of audio.
Not 100 hours.
No, I know.
Which
is too much.
There's probably, in that 100 episodes, there's probably enough for a full hour of good stuff.
Just the insane little snips.
All the gold.
Yeah. And then you can just point people to that episode, and you're like, hey, if this tickles your fancy, I got 100 more.
I'm
waiting for you.
I need to start when I suggest the show to people being like, hey,
start on episode 26 or whatever. Yeah.
Start on, 2 months ago. Go 10 back and start.
Yeah. Is that how you usually do it when you listen to a new podcast?
Yeah, I start because I'm like a new podcast. A podcast at the very beginning is like they're getting their stuff together and figuring out what they're talking about and what they're doing. So I'll go 20 or so back, and then I'll listen there. And if I'm enjoying it, then I'll start back at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah. I've done that a few times with like last podcast on the left, which is a good murder podcast sort of thing. I've talked about it before.
The whole...
But there's like 300 fucking episodes.
The whole like comedians talking about...
Murder,
mm-hmm. or I've been listening to the dollop.
Right.
And the dollop's like, they're giving us information, but they're also being funny.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good combo.
I love it.
Yeah. And the dollop is pretty great.
I'm like, God, I want to be friends with those guys.
And they're pretty funny. Gareth and Dave Edwards. What's his name? Dave Anthony.
Dave Anthony sounds like the dude to me. In one particular episode.
Yeah.
He was really sounding dude-ish from The Big Lebowski.
You know, it drives me crazy in movies and stuff where a superhero has a disguise or they're like dressed as a lady and people don't know who they are. Does nobody recognize voices?
No.
Am I the only one who notices that? I'm like, oh, well, that's fucking Liam Neeson. I know who that is.
Which, when is Liam Neeson?
All right, that's a bad example.
Superhero.
My wife and I always do that, especially with children's animated movies.
Well, with Batman, I know he goes, whenever he has the mask. Does the mask make him?
I think it like smushes his nose and makes him talk funny.
So with everybody wearing masks, is that?
Right, their voices change.
Yeah, okay. It's math checking. Math is checking out on that.
Do you want to turn that off?
Yeah, maybe I should turn off that.
Pretty low.
Dang it. Fucking fan.
Stupid house.
Stupid house.
Stupid family needing to be cool.
Stupid house. Like, yeah, my kids.
Is it going to turn off?
It's slowly turning off. It's slowly ramping down.
I see.
My kids' bedroom gets the nighttime sun.
Ah.
And there's not any... It gets really stuffy in their room.
Sure, yeah.
It's like...
I also have an old house, so I know exactly what you mean.
And it's the farthest one on the... That comes from the furnace, like, to cool down the room.
Right.
So it gets the least amount of air in there, and it's the hottest, and blah, 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 blah.
You open up them windows?
No. The windows are old and hard to open up.
Oh, I see. Well, I told you, Owen smashed his finger in my old windows.
Oh, yeah.
In my house. His fingernail's almost grown out.
Which finger was it?
It was like his left ring finger and the pinky a little bit.
That would have
smashed the shit out of it.
That would have been embarrassing if he was getting married like in the time where his finger was smashed up. How embarrassing would that be if your 5-year-old was getting...
Yeah.
Or 6 years old? He's not 6 already, is he?
I'm afraid he is. Yeah, I know. We were tripping out how old our kids are.
June is not 4 years old. 3 years old.
She's 3.
No, she's not.
And Daniel's 5.
Fuck.
And Jackson's 8. Is that right?
He's 8. He's sassing me.
That can't be right.
And I think now he's finally getting it. I think.
What do you mean getting it?
I think he's finally feeling remorse. Like, our main thing is video games. You act up and you don't listen. And
right.
And you're this and that. No video games for the day.
Sure.
And before, it'd be like, fuck you, old man.
Yeah.
And he'd lose video games and he would just dig in. And then the next day he'd forget about it. But now he's like, knows. We're serious and we follow through, and he's like, feels sad about losing it, because instead of being like, this isn't my fault, this is you doing, like, he,
right, he understands
you're doing this, but now he's like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't have done that thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think he's getting better.
He's getting better.
Maybe day at a time.
What do you think his first memory will be when he's older?
Me
screaming at him?
I fucking hope not. I don't know. Playing video games.
Yeah, probably.
He loves me. That is all he talks about with me now. And it's great.
That's my main form of communication with my son,
mm-hmm.
is we talk about video games.
Do you like refer to everything in video game terms? You know, when Mario's hurt, he goes and he eats something to fill up his life. So it's time for you to eat.
I'm like, you need these berries. They'll heal you or whatever.
You put those, mushroom stickers on his...
He still won't eat mushrooms, no.
Oh, you can't trick him into eating big mushrooms?
I put like whole turkeys in the wall and we punch the bricks and break the wall and he has to eat that whole turkey or a full pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like that.
So, I don't know. So what's going on, man?
Oh, shit.
I think we can do it.
What do you mean?
I think we can train our kids well into better adults than we are. Well, better than me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty low bar.
Not you. That's all I'm shooting for. Better than me.
Oh, I'm a horrible person, but I had it well.
Yeah, that's good. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of our kids, Owen started drawing, which was really interesting.
What?
Yeah, he draws robots on his little Etch-a-Sketch thing. Or it's like the magnet pen, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know where it came from. I don't know when he started.
You hate art? Well, Tanya's an artist.
She is, yeah. She's very talented. She can draw very well.
Good, your terrible artistic genes won't
he's about the same as me.
Pollute him.
But he would often ask me to draw a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten it down pretty good. I can draw pretty mean robot.
What do you do? Squares?
Squares.
Square rectangle for the body, square head, and square arms.
Squiggly arms with clamps.
Oh, you go squiggly arm clamps.
Yeah, that's my move.
Mm.
And then just dots and, antennas.
Okay. So that's what he stole your...
He's kind of ripping me off, but I'll let it slide.
For now.
Yeah. But out of the blue, this is very typical of Owen. Out of the blue, he's just like, okay, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start taking showers or... I'm going to start practicing writing the alphabet, which we've been doing. We finished the whole alphabet. We got to start over again. But he's just like, yeah, I want to do these worksheets.
Move on to different alphabets.
And we're like, okay, what other alphabets are there?
We got there's different alphabets.
There are.
Hawaiian alphabet?
Well, they still use the same letters as we.
But they
we
got do. More dots and lines next to things.
Do they have a lot of accents? I think they have less... letters.
Okay.
So they have to repeat a lot of them.
Chinese?
Yeah. That's not really an alphabet. It's like a cuneiform.
Symbols?
Yeah. There's Korean. Japanese. There's two. There's like complicated and simple. Kanji, I think it's called.
All right.
There's the Cyrillic alphabet. That's the Russian.
Do we really need 26 letters, John?
Yeah, we could probably drop a few. Like K and C. What are you guys doing?
What else is there? There's some others that remind me, like M and W.
We don't need both of those.
There's fucking one of them's on his back.
Yeah, what's X doing for anybody? Nothing.
Get rid of it.
Being cool.
I think we easily get us down to 26 letters.
I think 20 would be a nice number.
No, we're at 26. I was thinking 20. We could easily get.
We get 20.
We get.
We'll do some culling later. figure it out. But, you know, language is complicated, man. You can't just go start changing it.
I'm learning, man.
Yeah?
I'm learning.
Ow. I hurt my foot. I've been doing a lot of walks with my family. We'll go on a walk every night, mm-hmm. and we go feed the chickens. We're a few blocks away. Okay. Some guy's got chickens in his backyard. And he said it's cool if we feed him crackers. So we go over there and feed him some oyster crackers. And then we make a big loop and we stop by one of those public library little, what do you call them?
Little neighborhood libraries. Where they just have it out in front of their house.
And yeah.
Have you dropped anything off?
Yeah, we take a lot of kids' books. Somebody's taking them. So I don't know.
Replacing them with good stuff?
No, it's all trash in there. There's an old cookbook for like low-fat cooking from probably 1988. I was like, who wants this? This isn't a garbage can. It's supposed to be a library with good books.
Well, here's the thing. My in-laws have one of those free libraries in front of their house. I forgot how they got involved with this Portland Street community outreach about 20 years ago. They came into our neighborhood and were like, hey, we want to spice up your neighborhood with this.
library.
Well, they have some benches that they made in their front yard out of like cob. Cob?
Sorry, cob?
Is like that a thing?
Corn cobs?
No, it's like cob. It's like got hay, dirt, clay.
Daub? Like a daub mud hut?
Yeah, maybe. Daub?
Yeah, yeah. It's like mud mixed with straw?
Some whatever.
Okay.
So they made these things with stucco on the outside. So it's like you can't move this thing. It's probably 2,000 pounds in their front yard. And it's
basically rock?
It's pretty much rock.
Okay.
And they had one of those free libraries, but people just come and it's like a free pile type thing, and people drop off their junk.
Oh, no.
In this little box thing and books and stuff and used garbage. It's just a lot of garbage.
Oh,
and my in-laws
sucks.
Are kind of like pissed off about the amount of, you know,
junk that ends up in there.
You know, a couple Nancy Drew books that are just waterlogged and pages are flayed out. And they're like, somebody might read this.
Well, you know, you can just throw books away, right? They're not like precious things that can't be replaced.
I think these people are living in Waterworld.
Oh, right. Paper
is
so valuable.
It's so valuable. You can't get it anymore.
You know.
What happened in Waterworld, John? Spoilers.
Well, they tell you the very beginning, the ice caps melt, and the whole world is covered in water.
But nobody grabbed any books on their way up to...
Well, this is like a 100 years in the future, a couple hundred years in the future.
So they probably all fell off their boats?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Story checks out.
All right. Yeah. There's no holes in Waterworld. It's airtight.
And
watertight.
And you know, like when your kid has worn a pair of shoes for like 2 years.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, these shoes have a lot of life left in them. Like, let's put them in this free pile.
I love free stuff, especially for kids, like clothes and toys and stuff. Shoes are one of those things where you're like, no, shoes don't last that long.
It goes until your kids about a year. Once they start needing them.
Oh, then they're all trash.
Before that, they're pristine.
Yeah. Well, infant. Like, 6 month shoes are completely useless. I mean, they're cute, but, you know.
What if I was making a TikTok video where I needed my baby to be in full Adidas tracksuit with those Adidas
Baby do you have?
Well, I'm going to borrow one for TikTok purposes.
Don't look at me.
I'll keep...
You can't have mine.
What's Andy doing?
He's busy.
Can you dress him up? I got some things.
It's hard to dress him right now. He's at that real squirmy, hates his diaper change age where you lay him down on their back and he's immediately like pivoting and swinging his hips out. And it's just a fucking pain.
Now that he can move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can move like crazy.
Well, your second kid potty trained even quicker. So let's get Andy before a year fully trained.
Fully potty trained.
Pulling himself up. Sitting on that toilet, using the bidet.
That'd be nice.
Washing his hands, coming out.
You get both your kids on the bidet or neither of them?
I don't want them learning
about
I don't want them learning at all.
In general.
Because the more they know, the more the...
the stronger they become. The harder they will be to defeat.
Yep.
No, Owen's all about that bidet, man.
He loves it?
Yeah, it works great. He takes a big old dump and then sits on that hose for a second. And it does a ton of work. It's really nice, actually, for kids. And he doesn't think it's weird. Why should he? He loves playing with water. So this is like second nature to him. He doesn't think it's strange at all.
Okay.
Oh.
We just got to... It's becoming less and less of a thing, the bidet. This whole, like...
Oh, the fad is...
The toilet paper shortage
is
really
over.
Kicked it. It's over. We, John...
Yes.
We were able to get my brand of toilet paper.
Was that a problem before?
Yeah, it was the Scott's Extra Soft is what I go for.
Okay.
And I've done that my whole adult life. Before, when I was living at home, it was the Scott's single ply that my dad, my cheap ass dad, would buy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't spring that extra 50 cents for...
Well, it's better for the plumbing.
Yeah, that's what he's worried about. That's,
yeah.
But Scott's Extra Soft, they had it.
Oh, good. I'm
and
so
I went
happy.
From, I went from Cottonelle.
Yeah.
To Scott's Extra Soft.
Oh, I'm a Costco man.
Oh, yeah. It's
whatever.
Kirkland brand.
Yeah. It's good. And it's cheap.
Well, all right.
I barely use toilet paper anymore, so it doesn't even matter.
You need the bidet with the blow dryer function.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't ever use paper. You'd probably just use some just for like out of habit.
Just because you like touching your...
Yeah. You just got to feel around in there. See if there's anything good. Nope. Still nothing.
Still nothing. Still good.
Anyway, that's our obligatory poop talk for the week. So, Brooks,
I think I have some more later on.
You have some more. Okay,
I'll save it.
Yeah, save it. We don't want to waste it all right now. So this is Friday night, for those who can't tell in the tone of our voice.
I'm way more excited.
You are... Going to old Klamath Falls, eh?
I don't know. I've never been to Klamath Falls.
K Falls is what the cool people call it.
I heard somebody call it K Falls, mm-hmm. And I was like, ugh,
Who's got the time to say Klamath?
I don't like, I don't know, P-Town? Like, what if I call it Portland P-Town?
I mean, you can. I call it PDX.
What if I call it PDX? What if I called it P-Town all the time and I never said Portland?
I mean, that's fine. How often do we say Portland?
I say it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop.
Here in P-Town?
Shut your mouth.
I call it Stumptown? Bridge Town. What do they call it? Bridge City?
There's too many names, man.
Yeah, Portland's fine.
Yep, I'm heading to Klamath Falls. The only thing I know about Klamath Falls, it's a resort outside of Klamath Falls.
Okay.
But only thing I know is when the Black Lives Matter protests first started.
Yeah.
Here in town.
About 45 days ago.
Still going.
Yep.
Still going strong. And that's all. Fight the power. And somebody said Klamath Falls is like this small rural town.
Yeah, it's very southern Oregon, and it's like on the other side of the mountain. Isn't it on the east side?
There was an internet rumor that Black Lives Matter Portland protest, they were going to leave Portland and go to Klamath Falls and cause a ruckus.
What? Why? Get in your car. Let's drive 6 hours.
This was a internet rumor, so okay. Then all the best of the best folks
yeah, right.
With their Confederate flags and guns went downtown to stop them, to be prepared, and they were just hanging out and nobody came at all. And
oh,
it was
yeah.
Just like, so that's a good way to get your
name on the map
for just that, or like, hey, we tell these small towns.
Oh, I see.
We're coming for them.
Burns, we're coming for you.
And then they gather up all their militia.
And send them over.
And they get out in public. And we take pictures and we follow and we get their license plates. And
we drop a big net on them.
And we track them.
Oh, okay.
And we chase after them with butterfly nets.
Oh, all right.
We catch them. And hopefully they don't try and fight off because I don't know what would happen if somebody tried to fight me if I was chasing them with a butterfly net.
So maybe we shouldn't antagonize the militant people in Oregon.
What are they going to do?
Hey, man, one love. One love, brother. We're all one. We're all part of, we're all Mother Gaia's children.
Are you worried, John, that they'll listen to this?
No. yeah, so why are you going down there? Just for a vacation?
Hanging out.
You're constantly on vacation. I understand.
I'm on vacation, and then I come back for 3 weeks, and I'm on vacation again.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know. It was either Klamath Falls or Hawaii.
Right. Right.
And,
that's an easy choice.
And I was like, well, just getting there is...
probably takes about the same amount of time.
Probably, yeah. It takes the same amount of time, but I'm driving. So it's, yeah, it's costing cheaper. Me $100 compared to $3,000 flying a place. And I don't really care about where I am for my vacation. I'm just like hanging out with my family. So
do you have extended family coming down? Like, are you meeting your folks or her folks or?
Rue.
Yeah.
Past guest of the show, my sister-in-law and her two kids will be down there.
Yeah.
My mom, my oldest brother Art is driving down, and he's going to be hanging out for 4 days. So we're heading down Saturday. My mom and my brother Art and Davis are going to be down.
Oh, cool!
Tuesday to Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So I haven't hung out with them for that many days in a row ever, or probably since the last time I went to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
6 years ago.
It's been that long? Huh. Well, that'll be fun. It'll be good to see your family.
Family time. It's kind of like your family...
What? Reunion?
Reunion.
Yeah, we can't.
But much smaller.
Right.
So it's just hanging out with family.
Well, it's like when I hang out with my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. I mean, it's kind of a mini reunion, I guess.
In the past couple of years, we've just decided to not really think about vacation as like... as special of a thing. It's like, okay, we're going here to live our regular life. It's much cheaper this way because we just go.
Right. It doesn't have to be a big event.
It's like we go, we buy food at the local store. It's timeshare. So it's like they have kitchen and whatever.
Oh,
we
okay, just, cool.
We just eat and hang out and do whatever. Sure, we'll be playing lots of video games.
Oh, really? Is Art into video games? He's probably too old and mature, right? He's like a grown-up.
Yeah, he is. He's turning 50.
Oh, dang. Right. Well, speaking of turning certain ages, decade ages, your brother Simon just turned 40.
My brother, well, he's turning 40 on the 14th.
Oh, I see.
But his birthday party was today.
Yeah. So you went over and saw him?
And he's, yeah, man, 40. 40 is so much more different from than when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, have we talked about this before? It's like... the adults when we were kids look like fucking adults. Like maybe they just didn't know to take as good care of themselves.
Well, everyone used to smoke. That was a thing.
Yeah, constant smoking from your mom
when you were like 12.
When you're in the womb,
right?
Until you started smoking at 12,
right?
To now you're 40 and you look.
Look like shit?
Like somebody who's 60 now?
That's true. Yeah, 40 is the new 20 or
but
whatever.
Simon is spry.
Yeah, he looks old.
He's old as shit. He's starting to get gray hairs.
Yeah, right. I got quite a few grays coming in the chin. There's a couple in the sideburn area.
In your beard?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think your beard is going to turn white or gray someday?
I mean, based on the sporadic hairs I have, it's more white than gray.
I have like 6 white.
Yeah. That's kind of the problem of us people who were blonde when we were children, is you don't have a ton of pigment in your hair, so you don't really go gray. You kind of go more white. Like my mom, she was blonde when she was younger, and she's just got white hair. She doesn't really have a lot of gray. But if you start off with black hair, then you'll go gray.
Your mom's a silver fox, man.
I guess. I'll let her know.
Pass that along.
You creep.
I think she'll appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Brooks finds you very attractive.
Oh, I said Silver Fox.
Silver Fox? I don't think that's men, isn't it? Aren't men Silver Foxes?
Why do foxes have to be men, man?
That's true. Yeah. I should get off.
Why are foxes men and cougars women? Can there be a cougar man?
Yes.
I'm out of here. I don't know.
You got me trapped.
You got me.
I have no idea. So how's old Simon doing?
Simon's doing great.
Yeah.
Everything's well. It's still weird. We were out in his backyard with the COVID going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just family. I think we're just accepted family. We're seeing each other. And
yeah,
there was another, like, my mom's friend. So I didn't give her a hug. I was like, hey.
Just a kiss.
I'm staying away from you. I'm over here. You're over there. Hi there. I talked to her from whatever across the table. But trying to keep, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Whatever.
We talk
about this every week.
Yeah, I know. When I was coming home from my walk, there was a karaoke party, I think, going on in the neighbor's backyard.
In the backyard?
And, yeah. And they had barbecue smoke coming up, and they were loud as shit. I think it was karaoke. And they're having a grand old time.
Or it was the worst cover of Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I couldn't tell what the song was. But they were belting it out across the neighborhood.
It's just all outdoor activities now. Good thing the weather.
There's a ton more people out on the street. You know, we're always like waving at neighbors and saying hi and getting to know them. You know, we've only lived in our house for like 8 years. I guess it's time we say hi to some of the neighbors. Do you guys do that?
It's slow and steady, man.
Yeah.
We got a guy,
the wine dude down the street, right?
Yep, him down the street. He drove by today. I almost invited him over to come on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But there's a dude like three doors down that has a dog. So right. He's always walking his dog.
Kryptonite, three doors down. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? Superman. Yeah, okay.
I've talked to him in
Kryptonite.
Over 10 years. I've talked to him 3 times.
Yeah.
But we see each other like twice a day.
Right. Well, I mean.
His wife is having a baby or probably did already because I ran in. We talked to him.
You're like it's been about 2 years since I've seen her pregnant. So she probably had a baby.
I forgot how long that takes. Or how long this quarantine's been going on. But he's like, yeah, he's just over there. I don't know.
That's something you learn.
By the time his kid is in high school, we'll probably be best friends.
Oh, there you go. That's something I've learned as an adult, especially when you move into like your house. Don't get too chummy with your neighbors. Because you don't want them to think they can come over and hang out. Yeah. You want to be like civil, but keep them at arm's length. When I was living in my first apartment, I didn't know this, and I was getting like all chummy with my neighbors. And there was this dude who lived above me, and I didn't realize this, but
it
quickly became clear. He was a raging alcoholic, and he was drunk all the time. And I'd be hanging out on my porch like smoking cigarettes or whatever, and he would come down and bullshit. And it suddenly, or very quickly became like, hey, fucking whatever, Joe, get the fuck out of here, man. But he was just always coming around and like following me to the pool and like trying to hang out and like be my buddy. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm at home. I'm trying to relax and you need to fuck off.
Never talk to that dude.
Yeah. So now I'm very close with my one neighbors who are really cool. And when I say really close, I mean, I say hi and we maybe talk once a week.
And your house is 18 feet from their house.
Yeah. 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 And, like, they're really sweet, and they always watch out for my kids, and, you know, they're cool. And then my deaf neighbors, of course, I don't talk to them, and I don't even know anybody else's names.
And they'd be confused if you tried.
Right. Exactly. Oh, I don't know if I ever talked about this, but they have a dog, which I didn't know for, like, a couple years. The dog doesn't ever bark because it's learned. It doesn't do anything, which I think is really interesting. I'll hear, like, a jangling out in the yard. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I realized the dog's outside like dinking around. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he just never barks at anything ever.
So if you just neglected your dog for long enough while it barked,
I guess they'll just give up on barking. Or maybe they had his vocal cords surgically removed.
You're one of us now.
Well, they can talk, you know. I won't mimic it because it's offensive. Pretty offensive to all our deaf listeners, but they can make noises. The other day, I don't know if they were fighting, but the woman of the house, I think they're married, I don't know, was making some really distressing noises. And I was like, is he like slapping the shit out of her or something? Should I call the police? And I was like, it's not my business. So I just went back to playing video games.
Oh, man.
I think they were just talking or maybe having an argument, but it sounds really...
Was there some lovemaking going on next door?
Oh, could have been. Who knows? I hear notoriously deaf people, like if you have a deaf roommate or something like that, it can be pretty awkward because they don't realize the noises they're making.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hear.
I haven't had one. I'll remember that for the future.
All right. So, Brooks.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. In our new quest to find out what's wrong with you, I'll ask you this. When you're sleeping at night, do you have uncomfortable sensations in your legs and an irresistible urge to move them in order to relieve the sensations?
Yeah.
Yes?
Is that normal?
It's called restless leg syndrome. Is this something you suffer from? This isn't really a neurological disease.
Nonstop. Wait, I mean, it sounds like, yeah, sometimes I feel like I need to move my legs, John.
People with this condition may feel tugging, creeping, burning, and crawling sensations in their legs, resulting in an excessive movement, which then interferes with sleep.
You add that to the maybe pile.
Maybe, huh?
I don't know.
I have it a little bit. I get like muscle cramps and stuff.
Do you think I'll ever get over how lazy I am? Sometimes I'm like, oh man, I should really adjust my pillow. This is kind of uncomfortable, but I'm like already laying here.
Have you ever talked about the trap of the Afghan?
The trap of the Afghan.
Say you're sleeping on this couch down here and it's a chilly night and you have this Afghan, which you actually do.
I do have an Afghan there.
You pull the Afghan over you and you're like, I'm not really warm enough, but it's like enough that I'm not going to go find a real blanket. And you just spend the whole night like freezing. That's the Afghan. Watch out for that shit.
I want to know. It's an
evil promise of a blanket.
I want to know who invented the Afghan.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Because they're always, there's fucking holes in them. Yeah. Giant holes.
Yeah. Shit ain't keeping you warm.
They're not long enough. They're like foot too short.
Why is everything 6 feet long? I'm taller than that.
And like, it doesn't cover the good spots. And it's always made with like some very pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not like a light, smooth fabric you could have like, oh, it's for the summer. It keeps me cool while I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. No, they're not like summer blankets. They're the worst.
Fuck you, Afghan.
Fuck you, Afghan.
Big Afghan. Really did a lot of damage in this country.
Oh, really?
Possibly the world.
Yeah. Oh, they're bringing down Western civilization, the Afghan.
I'm not saying they're like killing people, but they're definitely not here for...
They're not here to help humanity.
They're not helping humanity.
No.
They're bringing it down just slightly.
All right. I'll write that down. Fuck Afghans. Afghans suck.
Yeah, they do. But I have one, and like,
I
can't get rid of a perfectly good Afghan.
No, I'm not going to. I got to keep this. This is good.
I mean, what if Franklin Delano Roosevelt comes over and he needs to throw something over his legs?
I know. We can't look at his weird crippled legs.
We cannot.
We need a terrible blanket for him. That doesn't perform the one function a blanket's supposed to do.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was like, okay, these are officially for handicapped people.
Oh, I see.
It's like, we'll throw this over there. their legs.
So we're culturally appropriating Afghans by having them on our couches.
There's a possibility.
Oh,
I'm not,
shit.
I'm putting this out. I'm not going to be the one to decide, but if somebody comes along and tells me, it's like, hey, you throw them on your legs that don't work.
Right.
Okay, like FDR's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he had polio?
Yeah, I think so.
And you can see that there's legs under there.
Right.
But you're not sure. Like, yeah. He might just be mildly cold.
But you
cold.
Go, oh, I see. Afghan.
Afghan.
I understand.
Okay.
The code here. This means your legs don't work. So if I take an Afghan and
they're not
sit
for
in a
us.
Chair. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's cultural appropriation. I see. Virtue signaling.
Or you could be like a new friend is coming over to visit and you're sitting on your couch
right,
with your
just
Afghan
and
just
like,
on
oh,
your
shit.
Legs. And he would look at you and be like, well, I'm not sure John can walk.
Yeah, I guess John is. Yeah, could be.
Well,
I think
nothing wrong with
I
that.
I think the real answer is Afghans are easy to crochet. You know,
and there's just never quite or and we're tall. The
right,
real
yeah,
answer
yeah.
is they're easy to crochet and we're tall.
And we're tall. And they work fine. And I'm just
and
being a baby.
People that crochet are short and they're like, well, this should be big enough
looks
for
good to me.
All
covers
people.
My feet, goes up to my neck, done. Yeah, they're like, I don't want to add 2 more inches. I'm tired of making this fucking thing. Yeah. Do you ever experience a lot of discrimination for being tall? We talked about being tall last week, but for me, when I was building trails, the trailer I was sleeping in, the bed was built 6 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't just bend. I know they say they
yeah.
just bend your legs.
Big bend. Big bed.
Big
small bed.
Big small bed.
Right.
They say, just bend your legs. Just turn on your side and bend your legs. It's not the same.
No.
You got to stretch out.
So what I did was I piled all my old laundry at the foot of my bed so I could have my knees raised. And that bought me enough room. But I was literally like every night, the top of my head was against the wall
mm-hmm.
and my feet were against the other
kind
wall.
Of kinked to the side.
I'm like, cool. How comfortable this is. Hooray. Would it have killed you to add fucking 6 inches to this thing? Not that I'm 6'6", but everything should be minimum 6'6".
Plenty of room.
Yeah. For 95% of people. Hey, all you tallies out there, get fucked. 6'6", the world ain't for you.
6'7", you start hitting your head on that door frame.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Get out of here. No one needs to be that
tall. I think all people above 6'6".
Go live on an island.
Go live on an island. Is Australia people
yeah.
call dibs on that island?
Is it still a penal colony? We could send them there. There's plenty of room down there.
I brought this up on a different podcast that I do. But what the fuck, England?
What?
England needs to start apologizing for everything they've done worldwide. What do you think, John?
Okay. Like what?
Like all the things.
Name 3 things.
India, Australia.
Hong Kong, Australia.
Sending their criminals to Australia and then getting
Falklands.
Mad at them for... So I just heard this and it could be...
Apocryphal?
No, it could be... half true.
Okay.
I think it was on the Dollop.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was a different podcast.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Tasmania was the penal colony for women.
Oh, funny.
And they...
England, well, you don't want those prisoners breeding. Then they'll...
Well, here's the thing.
Then they'll breed a super prisoner.
Here's the
but
thing.
But you can't stop.
They fucking got mad at these guys because, you know, when you put a whole bunch of ladies together or a whole bunch of men together,
right?
They start having sex with each other.
Sure, yeah.
And then they...
It's called prison gay.
And
it's not real
like,
gay.
Now they're getting mad at these people for being gay, for having homosexual sex.
Oh, no.
Fucking apologize, Brit.
Oh, okay.
Apologize for that shit.
You want old Elizabeth to write you a letter?
I want...
sorry, Brooks.
The queen.
Yeah.
She can... I'd take it.
Okay.
I want apologies for everything throughout history. Let's apologize for all these things.
Do you want, like, reparations of some kind? Wait, you don't live in Australia, do you?
I'm a dual citizen.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey,
I can't
What's
do
the capital of Australia?
definitely Kinglin. Kinglin
sounds good to me. I don't know.
Yep, that's right. Kingston.
Kingston.
You think it would be Sydney?
Yeah, I mean that's the naive choice, but it's
that's what us Westerners.
Yeah,
would
I feel
say.
Like that's a trap.
But actually, it's not.
I mean,
dang it.
If only we could look it up on our pocket computers. But
who knows?
Nobody has that power.
Can't riff for long enough while I
sure can't.
Oh, dang it.
So our friend Kaz, past guest, past multiple guest, Kaz was texting us about vasectomy aftermath. So I think the man's going in to get snipped.
It's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
It's the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, I think so. I think vasectomy should be free. Hell, they should pay you $100 to get them. If you like wander into a clinic and you're like, yeah, sure, I guess, they should just do them for you.
A vasectomy is like a pretty cheap operation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like nothing.
Yeah. It should be, hey, your insurance. Well, if you have insurance, it should just be for free for anyone to go in and get a vasectomy.
Yeah, 100%.
Because what's us men, I'm going to take a stand here, should start taking responsibility for the reproductiveness of society.
Yeah, for sure. I was talking to my wife. I was like, this is like the smallest thing I can do as a male, because for your whole life, well, your whole sexually active life, basically reproduction control has been in your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I can wear condoms and stuff, but I mean, who's going to do that?
Who's going to do that? I mean, it's hard finding condoms big enough for me.
Yeah. But, you know.
Because they're so small. Because they only go so small.
I have to order them from
a Korean website.
Cut that out. But, you know, like women have to shoulder the burden of so many things when it comes to reproduction. You know, they have to menstruate. They have to deal with, you know, all the cramping. They have to deal with, of course, pregnancy and labor and nursing and eventually menopause. And it's like, really, the scales are super imbalanced. And it's like, if there's a tiny thing I can do to help balance those scales a little bit, oh, absolutely. You know,
of course,
I would get a vasectomy every year. If it only lasted a year, I would do that.
And
because it's like a drop in the bucket for the bullshit she has to go through.
And like, and now, after it's all said and done, I get to bust in them guts.
Oh, in them guts all night long.
All night long. Not a care in the world. Actually, I still haven't gone in.
Yeah, I still haven't done that.
Follow up.
I was getting a checkup from my general practitioner a little while ago, and he's like, oh, dude, I see you got a vasectomy. Do you ever go in and get tested? I was like, no.
Can we do that here?
Actually, I can't. I should go there because it's like right by my house.
You
it could not be easier for me to do.
You didn't say like, well, do you have like 8 minutes?
You guys got like a cup around here or something?
Some sort of cup?
You have like an empty pop can? I could toss it in there for you.
Like, start cutting your pop can in half.
Sir, you're sterile, but apparently ejaculating Sprite. I don't know, man.
Is that not normal?
He goes, well, you know, it's not 100%. I was like, I mean, I saw him clip a piece of tube out. He goes, well, you never know.
Those tubes could somehow work them ways back together.
Shut up, Doc. Don't tell me that shit. All right. Well, anyway, dude, I got to split a little early.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to have fun in Klamath Falls.
Have fun in Klamath Falls.
And next week, we're going to be doing a podcast with some kind of show.
Hey, before I go, let me ask you one question.
Oh.
What major milestone / feat of humanity do you wish to see in your lifetime? We have to do a question every week. Those are the rules.
Them's the rules. Super Fan Tanya, by the way.
Super Fan Tanya.
I would like to see in my lifetime,
male birth control.
There we go. Male birth control. There, dude, nice, easy. We just talked about that right there.
I think that would change a lot of things.
But weekly. One big pill you take rectally every week.
I'd do it, man.
I'd do it for sure.
I mean, I already kind of do it. Wait, what?
Well,
don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What were we just talking about? Who can know?
Fuck, yeah, he fucked it all up.
Fucked.
The hills are alive
with the sound of music.